we're living in a country where big business is systematically going through the state legislatures and Congress and the regulatory agencies, and they are repealing or thwarting the rules of competition. And some of these rules go back thousands of years. They were developed through lots of human experience. But if there's anything businessmen hate, as Adam Smith taught us, and as I can tell you who somebody is part owner of a small, little, tiny business, competition's terrible for profits.
Mm-hmm.
So if the news media isn't paying attention, if they get the consumer groups on the run, if they can cut the money spent by the state-level and federal-level officials whose job is to look out for consumers, then they can go in and get this to happen and rewrite these rules to just pick your pocket and drain money out of your pocket and earn what economists call rents, meaning money you don't deserve and you're only getting because the government put a rule in there to take money out of your pocket. Make money in business. Make all the profits you can, but make them in the competitive market. Don't make it through government rules that pick people's pockets and allow you to provide less quality, fewer goods, fewer services, and charge higher prices.
Well, I have special nerve endings in my buttocks, and I always keep my wallet in my right rear pocket. And as I read your book, I kept checking to see if it was still there.
Well, and of course, one of the things that's happened here is people's wallets are a lot thinner. Here's a real shocking number that I dug out of the public record and reported last year in a column I was writing at the time. The average income of the bottom 90% of Americans, 90% of Americans, over 270 million of us, their average income is back to the level of 1966. And you heard me right. 66. Let's see. Lyndon Johnson was in the White House.
Yeah.
The Vietnam War protests were just starting up. Women's liberation hadn't really begun yet because we hadn't had the Atlantic City demonstration against Miss America. China was called red. Mustangs were brand new, and only wealthy people had cars with air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.